Today's homily is brought to you by the letter F. F for faith. Faith appears 6 times in today's second reading from Hebrews. 2 times in our first reading from Wisdom, and once in our reading from the Gospel of Luke. What is faith? And why is it important? I assume that all of us gather here today because we have faith. Now, faith comes in different varieties. We all know people who have deep, abiding, profound faith. And they're a model for all of us. You might know people like that. You might be one of them. But we also know people whose faith is thin, shallow. It gets shaken easily. And they are filled with doubt. Maybe you know some people like that. Maybe you're one of them. But most of us fall somewhere in the middle. What about faith? Mentioned 9 times in our readings this morning. Faith cannot be separated from trust. And we hear about Abraham in our second reading, when the author is using Old Testament heroes to make a point. Abraham was a shepherd. He did not know God. Yet the Lord came to Abram and called him to leave his homeland to go somewhere else, somewhere unknown, and to begin a new life there with his family and his flocks. Abraham could not understand what the future was going to hold, but he had faith, and more importantly, he had trust. He trusted that the one who called him to leave his homeland would be with him on the journey and stay with him in that new place. But Abraham's not the only good example of faith. Consider Moses. Moses was raised up as a prince of Egypt, but he knew his Hebrew background. And then, once upon a time, Moses had an experience of the Lord. And the Lord eventually called Moses to lead the people of Israel out of slavery in Egypt, through the Sinai Desert, and into the Promised Land, flowing with milk and honey. Why did Moses follow the Lord's instructions? Because Moses had faith. But perhaps more importantly, Moses had trust. He too, like Abraham, trusted that the one who gave the instructions would be with him through the journey and stay with them once they arrived. Also, consider our Blessed Mother Mary as an example of faith and of trust. We're going to be celebrating the feast of her Assumption later this week. Mary was a teenager. An angel of the Lord comes to her and tells her that she's found favor with God, that she is full of grace. We know that Mary had faith, but perhaps more importantly, like Abraham and Moses, Mary had trust. That's why at the end of her dialogue with the angel, when the angel informs her that she's been chosen to be the mother of the Savior, a child who would be called the Son of God, Mary says, "I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me just as you say." How could she possibly say those words unless she had both faith and trust. Because like Abraham, Mary could not anticipate what the future would hold, but she trusted that God would be with her. Moses could not understand what the future would hold, but he trusted that God would be with him and the Israelites. Abraham left his homeland to go somewhere new because he had faith in the Lord and trusted that the Lord would be with him. This message of faith and trust is an important one for us, because even though we gather here as people of faith, I'm not always sure we gather with an equal amount of trust that we are in the Lord's hands. Like Abraham was in the Lord's hands, Moses in the Lord's hands, Mary in the Lord's hands. We too are in the Lord's capable, loving hands. So that when the Lord calls us to do something new, something different, something unexpected, when the Lord calls us to do something whereby we do not know what the future is going to hold, we have to fall back on faith. Because I believe that God is good. I believe that God loves me. I believe that God will take care of me. And because I am in God's good hands, I trust that if I follow the Lord's instructions, if I answer the Lord's call, that all will be well. Because faith is not belief without proof. Though it is hard to prove, and some naysayers might give us a hard time for being people of faith, faith is not belief without proof. Like Abraham and Moses and Mary and so many others who have gone before us teach, it is trust without reservations.